In Arkansas last night, Jack Harold Jones, 52, died at 7:20 p.m. Central Daylight Time after authorities administered a lethal injection 14 minutes earlier. Fellow death row inmate Marcel Wayne Williams, 46, was pronounced dead just over 3 hours later at 10:33 p.m., according to officials at the Cummins Unit Prison, about 75 miles southeast of the state capital, Little Rock. Two executions accelerated among eight that the state had planned in 11 days this month before its supplies of the controversial sedative midazolam expire. However, a court order has placed a stay of execution for four of the inmates. It's been a tough week in Arkansas. Monitoring all of this is Tom Mayer, deputy managing editor at the Marshall Project, and the website The Next to Die, which tracks scheduled executions across the country.
Last night was the first time in more than 16 years that a state has carried out two executions on the same day. There was first Jack Jones's execution happened in Arkansas that went relatively quickly in terms of appeals. But then after he was executed, the attorneys for Marcel Williams, who was due to be up about an hour and a half later, filed an emergency motion with the federal court saying that there had been some problems with Jack Jones's death that delayed things for a little over an hour and a half as a judge held an emergency hearing to determine what had happened in Jones's execution. Had something gone wrong? She had an emergency phone hearing with attorneys for the appellant and for the state, but ultimately permitted it to go forward. And later that night, the second execution went through.
And what's the feeling among lawyers trying to stop this process? And what's the feeling on death row as far as you can tell? I know you're in touch with individuals, one of whom is going to be executed on Thursday.
I mean, I think there was some feeling earlier last week as there was a number of executions that were stopped by appeals. And then I think some of the optimism might have seeped out of the anti-capital punishment community as the Supreme Court voted in a split vote not to stay one of the executions Monday. When that went through, then last night's appeals, at least from what we can see in court filings, were less voluminous than we'd seen in some of the earlier cases.
They were Hail Marys.
It certainly seemed that way. Yeah, I believe last week there were at least seven filings to the Supreme Court.
Any sense of what's going on death row? I mean, this accelerated rate of executions must chill things on an already chilly death row in Arkansas.
Yeah, one would think so. One of the men, Kenneth Williams, who's scheduled to be executed on Thursday, has written for the Marshall Project and talked a little bit about this. He has been through this more than once before, getting an execution date and talking about sort of the process one goes through dealing with this. He has not talked a lot about how his fellow death row prisoners are dealing with it, but he sort of explained that, you know, why he went through the clemency process, and what he knows about the execution drugs, sort of what he's expecting in the last days leading up to his execution.
To do this just so quickly for this arbitrary reason just feels like the system isn't working. It just feels like another feature in the criminal justice system that just is unworkable. And I don't know.
Well, there is some of those arguments have been made by the U.S. Supreme Court justices in this case, wondering why is there a rush now? Why is it essential to push all of these through in such a short period of time when there are still some of these questions of innocence, of due process, of representation before those get heard out. But those justices were in the minority. There were only four of them that wanted to stop Liddell Lee's execution last Thursday. And last night, in some of their dissents, not granting a stay for Jack Jones, they said, you know, we would grant this stay for the same reason that we've brought up in previous cases here, but they're in the minority at the moment.
What's next, Tom?
Next is on Thursday. There's one more execution due to be held in Arkansas, and after that, they're out of the drugs, and the question is whether they would be able to attain them again.
Tom Mayer is deputy managing editor at the Marshall Project on the website The Next to Die, which tracks scheduled executions across the country. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.